Hello, everybody. Me, Steph Edsel, therapy podcast host for DBT Weekly. I continue to get emails expressing gratitude and thanks for this podcast. I'm overwhelmed at times with joy and my own gratitude at your outpouring and your willingness to contact me, even if maybe there's worry thoughts or there's fears. And to the clinicians that use this podcast, excuse me, the air is rough here in Salt Lake City today. to the clinicians that use this podcast for their clients, to the doctors, to the health professionals, basically to anybody that is using this podcast as an effective resource to help manage emotion and behavior, my hat is off to you. My thanks, my gratitude to you, because you're taking that step. Mental health is tough, and for better or for worse, we're not really well educated on mental health, in my opinion, and we do what we can to get that knowledge. That was one of the reasons why I decided to do DBT Weekly in the first place was, remember, it was a community program or a project for that graduate school experience, and what I've learned is, yeah, there's not a lot of resources out there, and especially in other countries. So for the people that have reached out from other countries, you are incredible human beings. You are the real MVP for today. I want you to pat yourself on the back. I want you to validate yourself and say, man, whew, mental health is tough, and whew, I'm using my skills. I'm reaching out. I'm looking for resources. I'm super duper trying to make sense of what is going on for myself. So I just want to throw a shout out to everybody that's out there who is vulnerable, who is trying, who is sitting in the suck. I'm with it. I'm with you. Let's sit in the suck together and let's use our skills to get out of misery, right? To get out of hell. The path out of hell is through misery, according to our fabulous, fearless leader, Marsha Linehan. And sometimes being in hell is required, as awful as that sounds, in order for me to know what not to get back into, what not to be baited by, what not to trap myself, either by my own behavior or others' behavior that has possibly been reinforced. So today I want to talk about reinforcement. We just finished interpersonal effectiveness, and the last session, I feel kind of sheepish. I gotta own it. I sucked. It's my judgment of myself. I was ineffective at teaching reinforcement in the past. And so I'm going to try to revisit that to the best of my ability today from the information that we went over this week in group. So there's two kinds of reinforcement, but reinforcement in general is any behavior that generates a consequence. Okay. From what I've learned and what I've gathered. And just so I can make sure, I'm popping up my slideshow. Yeah, reinforcement is any consequence that increases a behavior. Okay. And certain things do matter, like timing counts when we're trying to reinforce a behavior, if it's continuous or intermittent. And when we're talking about different kinds of reinforcement, what comes to my mind is, well, looking at, like, for example, positive or negative reinforcement, it was taught to me that positive is adding a consequence and negative is subtracting or removing pain. It's providing relief, basically, because it's removing pain. And myself included, I think I got hung up on the idea that, gosh, is positive good, negative bad? Right? Because how can ibuprofen be a negative reinforcer? Your pain is gone. That doesn't make any sense to me. Well, it can be effective or ineffective, right? That's how we remove that judgment word of good or bad, right or wrong. Dialectics is incompatible with blame. And so remember, what I'm trying to do is figure out, is my behavior effective or is it ineffective? I'm being a scientist. That's my new kick lately on DBT, is that brain training, becoming a scientist and remembering that I am a research project. I am the coolest project I'm ever going to work on. And I'm going to start taking some data, right? So my diary card, I'm going to be recording data for myself to look at this research, this longitudinal study of my own behaviors and my reactions, maybe to others' behaviors, myself, the environment, etc. So whether we like to believe it or not, or if we're aware of it or not, all behavior is caused. All behavior is caused. That's why dialectics is incompatible with blame, is it's working to figure out what caused the behavior and figuring out, oh my goodness, has this been like reinforced and I didn't even know it? The examples we like to use in the binder are things like, gosh, have you accidentally given more time to somebody when they were in a time of distress, like unknowingly? Maybe not accidentally. That's not the right word. That's not an effective term. Have you given a loved one more attention when they are dysregulated or in high times of stress? Many people will say, well, yes, of course, because it makes sense. Of course it makes sense. You know, what is really interesting is behind the scenes, that behavior gets reinforced. So when somebody receives that reward, oh, that worked. I might do it again. They might not be aware that it worked, and that's why the behavior continues to repeat. So be aware of behavior and try not to should on it or judge it or decide in an expert mindset, like an extreme stance of they already know, they should know how this affects me, or I can't believe somebody would do something like that. How could they? Remember that behavior gets reinforced, and sometimes we're aware of the connection, sometimes we're not. What needs to be observed is the awareness of a trigger, that there's a trigger and then behavior happened, okay? And like I said, working to figure out what caused a behavior is far more effective than judgment or blame, right? Even on the self, like, this is all my fault. Oh, that's convenient. That is convenient. That might zig and zag you. I do that on purpose. Remember, not everything is our fault. So looking to figure out how to change what I can in my reality and accept what needs to be accepted, not approved of. Not approved of. One more time, not approved of. Accepted is recognition. Radical acceptance is that full mind, body, soul experience of like, I am surrendering to the moment, even though it sucks. I do not have to solve it, and I do not have to be right. I'm going to radically accept XYZ. So, reinforcement is, again, any consequence that increases a behavior. That's why the deer man, I'm going to bring this all back around a little bit. In the deer man, the R is the reinforce. Remember, we can totally use a deer man and negatively reinforce somebody. I used that with my partner years back when I deer manned him to stop leaving wet towels on the floor. I don't know if you guys remembered that in a past episode. He still has not left a towel on the floor, P.S., because I negatively reinforced him. I said, I will stop nagging you. I think I actually said I'll stop being such a F and B. Because I'll take away the pain. I'll stop being like, oh my God, your towel again is on the floor. I can't believe it. I've asked you 7,000 times. Don't you care? Don't you listen? Don't you respect? The towel's on the floor. It doesn't necessarily mean any of those things. I don't know that me asking in the ways I've asked was appropriate, and it didn't seem to reinforce the behavior. So, that being said, in your own world, I would like for everybody to try to focus again on being research analysts. If you can pick up the skills workbooks, I recommend it. I know it's tough to probably get in to see a DBT therapist or to get into a DBT program, but and I still find it worthwhile to do as much self-help as possible. Look to see how your behavior is moving you toward goals or maybe moving you away from goals, and then stopping the judgment of said label, like, this is so bad, I must be bad. We are not our behavior. We are separate from behavior. That gives me room to change behavior. If I'm attached to being a behavior, it's going to be harder to change the behavior. Okay, so let's be scientists. Let's look at our goals. Let's look and see what kind of behaviors we can do to increase likelihood of those goals being met. And for better or for worse, in my own experience, I've rarely learned from the things I did, quote unquote, right. I've said that before. I generally learn from my mistakes, and that's how I can fine tune and course correct and change behavior. That is how I've been able to be more scientific, I guess, about my own experience. So this week, put on your DBT science hat and try to review in your world, number one, what your goals are, what your values are, and what behaviors are going to get you toward goals. That can be tough, especially if part of the suffering is something that we're actually doing. Okay, so if you're struggling with addiction, that's a hard one. That sucks. I can validate that difficulty. And there are new behaviors that we can increase instead of addictive behaviors to make our experience more effective, right? Building a life worth living, even with pain, requires a lot of willingness. So thanks for listening. Thanks for emails. Thanks for the communication. Thank you so much for making me feel really special and really effective at continuing to do this podcast, even when I'm willful. I appreciate your validation, friends, and your communication and your acceptance and acknowledgement of me and my abilities to try to deliver these episodes as frequently as I can, as effectively as I can, so you guys can learn the information and implement it in your own lives in order to see change and be aware of your part in that. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on DBT Weekly. You can always reach out to me at Stephanie, that's traditional spelling, at the dbtcenterofutah.com. Thank you again. Have an effective week. We'll see you next time.